Just finished talking with Brayson Boyk, a Lac Parle Valley Dawson Boyd track team, competing in three events at the state track meet at St. Michael Ebbleville this week, and the head coach John Sherb joins me. John, you got to be pretty excited for Brayson.
Oh, it's always enjoyment for him, especially to get return from last year. You know, he got a chance to compete in two events last year, and now he gets three events.
Okay. And how's he done this year then?
Very good. You know, we've had a little nicks a little bit, and he's missed a couple of meets, and then the weather, you know, we just kind of, it's been kind of hit or miss, and he really has been starting to hit himself. The last half of the season really has hit his marks very well.
Okay. Does he have a good shot at getting on the medal, on the platform?
Yeah, I think so. Seeds coming in, he's still got to perform on seeds. He'll do very well while he's coming out of the section and subsection, but it's what do you do at that position at the state meet? So how do you handle all the monotony and all of the people talking? It's a lot of things going on. You really got to, handle that mentally and physically. He should, if everything goes right, he should be, on the podium in all three of them. That's what we're hoping anyways.
Yep. But you gotta do it, right?
Yeah, you gotta do it. This is the spot to do it. Everything you've done all year, and that's what we talked about the section meet, was we just want to qualify for state. Yeah, we wanted to win them all if we can, but again, we still wanted that one more week to get into the state meet, and then let it go. Whatever happens, happens at the state meet, and that's what you're looking for.
Okay. High jump. Talk about his high jump abilities.
Oh, it's big. Ted Albers and Joel and Ron, those three are our jumping coaches. Those three have really done a good job with it. I know he's had a shot at 6'6 a couple of times. I know the one, I can't remember, what was that, conference or was it subs? He had 10 at 6'6 and had it, just didn't get his landing gear out of the way, and that's just the way it goes. But it's there. It's a lot of chance that 6'6 is there. He's got such live legs, and you can't teach the live legs part.
Oh, I forgot to ask him how tall he is.
I don't know, he's 6'7", I think. He's 6'7", and he's just, lanky, but he knows how to carry himself very well.
Yeah. As a coach, how, with his schedule, he told me about his schedule, playing summer basketball, traveling the country. I asked him, do you ever sleep? And so as a coach, you got to... How do you deal with that?
Oh, I let him do what he's got to do. I'm not going to get into that because, they're kids. They want to do it, and also he's a very good athlete. I mean, he could do a lot of sports if you think about it. But and we just tell him, come back healthy. That's the biggest thing. Enjoy it, but also try to get some rest when you can. When you're playing, I don't know how many games every week. It seems like every weekend he's playing like 6 to 9 games over the weekend. It takes its time on the body, and that's always the fight. And we just hopefully he comes back healthy. We've had to pull him out of some of the running events just because a little sore. We're not taking any chances of that. And that's just the wear and tear. We don't want to beat the body up.
Okay. Talk about his long jump.
Long jump, he's a half an inch off the school record. So that's what we're kind of shooting at. Cruz Lindblad owns that one. And that's, a really good chance. And he won the state. He was a state champion in long jump for us.
Cruz Lindblad?
Yeah, he was junior year. So hopefully we can get and go after that and see if we can get that mark. Because, we always talk about records are made to be broken. It's something attainable. And that's the thing, is it gives you a mark to go after. And Cruz had set this one at this mark. So now Brayson's got that chance to do that. Long jump, he really, if he's on, he had a couple times where he was off on his marks a little bit. He was long, he was scratching. We kept moving him back, and then finally hit something. It's just, again, that adrenaline rush, and he's just can do all three of those, just those live legs, and the speed he's got is a great mixture, and he can move.
He told me that triple jump is his most difficult out of the three. It's hard on the knees and stuff.
Yeah, it's hard on the knees, the pounding, the landing. Because, again, if you think about it, you're going that fast and then you're trying to hop, a skip, and that jump. That last phase, because I know he had some of the kids in high school do it last Friday. And on that second, that hop, when you land that hop, that's a lot of pressure in that hip and the legs. And that's where you get the strength in their hips. They start to collapse a little bit. Then same thing, we get that last dead power to push off that last jump, where now it's a land hard. And so those are very, very tough on knees. And, we kind of watch it sometimes. We've had them not jump as many just because we want to save the legs.
Okay. Well, good luck at state with Brayson. I know you're pretty excited about it. You're bringing the coaches down there. Yep. They've done a great job with him, as you mentioned.
Yeah, I'm very fortunate to have, Ted and Ron around. I mean, those two with all the year experience, and they see so much in that high jump. Joel is picking it up so fast and doing a really good job doing. Joel will hopefully, be in that. We just kept that same phase with him, and he's understanding. But those three really do a good job. And, I've had Ron as a coach in high school, so I know Ron really well, and I trust him with it. And those guys really take care of the kids, and that's what you ask, and that's where we're lucky.
All right, St. Michael Ebbleville, pretty good complex for something like that?
Really good complex for that. It's a nice facility set up. You know, probably could use a few more trees around, but you don't get that luxury. It's pretty much wide open there, but it's a huge area, and the facilities are set very nice for the athletes.
All right. Have fun at state then, John.
We're going to sure try.
All right. We'll talk to you on the coaches show Saturday, and we'll see how we did.
Yeah, we will.
All right. John Sherb, head coach of the Lock Pro Valley Dawson Boyd track team.